And it's just after 8:30 on our Thursday, and you know what that means. It's time once again to take a look at the Weekly Arts Roundup with our very own Marianne Combs. She is in the house. Marianne, what's going on?
Well, it's February now, and so there are a lot of shows that have love, romance, marriage, dating, all that stuff going on. So here's one that I thought might be interesting to check out. This is over at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis, and it's called Bright Half-Life. This is, one reviewer says it's short and sweet, but takes you through a full and epic journey of love. And this is a story of a couple, Erica and Vicky, who get married, you know, they fall in love, have a relationship, get married, have a kid, get divorced. It's everything.
Whoa,
but
yeah.
But it's out of time sync. So you see things at the end of the relationship right next to things at the beginning of the relationship. It allows you to see this juxtaposition of new love, old love, you know, the troubles of love, etc. But it's been getting good reviews. And when it first debuted on the East Coast in New York, it was just really, one reviewer said it's one of the few shows I've wished was longer.
Yeah.
So it's a one act. It's like 75 minutes. So, but really, you know, what a nice treat to sort of revel in the notions of love and relationships. And that's going on at Pillsbury House Theater, runs through February 21st. The Guthrie Theater has a series called Singular Voices, Plural Perspectives, where they take like a one woman or a one man show. And then in part of the run, they'll often have an audience talk back or some sort of conversation to talk about the greater issues raised by this show. So what's going on with this, their latest project or part in that series is the Amish Project. It was conceived in the wake of the 2006 school shootings in the Amish community of Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's inspired by fact. It's a theatrical, fictional exploration of those events to really talk about what are the limits of forgiveness in the whole sort of the Amish culture. To what extent can you let go of anger and say, no, 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 I forgive you for what you did? That's running through February 14th at the Guthrie Theater. It's the Amish Project.
So is this actually done by Amish artists, or is it just based on?
It's based on that event. So it's Jessica Dickey's fictional exploration of the tragedy. And it's like looking into the world of Amish culture and saying, okay, so this is how things work in Amish culture, but you know, to what extent can you actually live by these concepts of forgiveness? And what, you know, here's an event that tested those limits. So it's really interesting exploration or interesting idea around forgiveness and the limits of forgiveness. So, and then third, I love this. Every other year now, we get treated to the Art Shanty program.
Oh, heck yeah.
So this is where, you know, inspired by the concept of ice houses or ice shanties where, you know, people get together and do their ice fishing out on the lake. This is the Art Shanty program where artists design their own shanties, take them out onto a lake, and then everybody's invited out to explore for fun events. So the 2016 On Ice program takes place on White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And they have each weekend, they've got different events. It kicks off this weekend with a sparkle parade.
So I will bring my sparkles.
Get your sparkle on. And then each week there's like different themes. So the second weekend is Youth and Family Weekend. The third weekend, February 20th, 21st, they have like an all access weekend. So they're going to have kick sleds to get people out who might have a hard time getting out onto the lake. There'll be audio described and ASL interpreted tours. And then on the final weekend, they have flamenco dancers on ice. I just love this concept. Taking like sort of the hot, spicy flamenco dance and putting it out on a frozen lake in Minnesota. So that's the Art Shanty program. It launches this weekend on White Bear Lake.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. So if you need some love in the air, you can go see an entire relationship begin and end. Maybe you don't need that if it's a brand new relationship.
Well, who knows? You know, there's love after divorce. Maybe that's not the end. I don't know.
I've never seen it. Maybe that's what we'll be watching.
So there you go. Then there's also forgiveness.
And there's forgiveness and maybe a little spiciness to mix in as well. You can check those all out. We'll have the entire blog post waiting for you over at thecurrent.org. Marianne, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne, and she walks away.